What's up, beautiful people all over the world, and thanks for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine on your number one underground radio station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. This is your girl, Dre Mav.
What's good, what's good? This is George with 305 Magazine. How you doing, internets? Now, today, we have a special guest with us. His name is Diego.
Diego Caioli, it's fine.
Caioli. I'm sorry, I don't want to butcher it.
Man. No one's going to say it right anyways.
Well, my man is the publisher of Miami Beach Life Magazine.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Miami Beach Life Magazine.
It's just a local publication in Miami Beach. As it says on the cover, we're the local publication. It's a magazine that anyone and everyone can afford to advertise in. We cover everything from entertainment, concerts, what's happening around the city, local projects, development, you name it. Anything that's going on Miami Beach, that's what we cover, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, being that Miami Beach is not an easy place to put a publication out with, man.
Yeah.
So I commend you for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
One of the things that I'm really curious about is just a little bit. After covering so many little different things about Miami Beach, what's your hidden gem to go to eat?
You know, to go eat, I would go to Primo Pasta, 71st Street, right off Harding Avenue. It's right in the heart of Miami Beach. It's the best Italian food you'll find. That's my gem. It's a local spot. They've been around 25 years. You know, that's a spot that you go there, and Jerry, the owner, will greet you, say hello. If you got to wait 5 or 10 minutes, he'll give you a shot of, you know, wine or tequila. He's a great guy, great food, great price. So I would say Primo Pasta. And if you want something touristy, believe it or not, I will go to Mango's Tropical Cafe.
Why Mango's?
The food's amazing. The chef is amazing. Yeah. And there's half-naked girls. I mean, so that's a plus.
Yeah,
for men, for her. But the chef is amazing. The food's great. I mean, you know, it's a tourist dollars, so it's a little bit pricier than other places, but it's great. You sit there, you see people walking around. Food's great. Drinks are great.
Okay.
So if you're in South Beach, I would go to Mango's, Mid Beach, Primo Pasta.
All right, so how long have you been doing Miami Beach Magazine?
The magazine's been out almost 2 years.
Okay.
So we started the magazine because there was no magazine in Miami Beach, believe it or not. You know, here we're in Brickell. We have Brickell.
Yeah.
You have South Miami.
Yeah.
You have Aventura.
Miami Beach. No, you have
Ocean Drive.
In Ocean Drive, I mean, they're local and not local because they're in New York, they're in Atlanta, they're in California.
They're more of an international kind.
Yeah, they got really big.
Yeah. Even you have Miami Magazine.
There's the Miami Magazine, too.
I was surprised to see.
Yeah. The thing with all these publications I just mentioned, they're modern luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning the first 30 pages can be Gucci and Dolce & Gabbana and Prada.
Yeah.
And you have to be the 1%er business of South Florida to be actually able to afford it. You know what I mean? You try to advertise in one of these magazines, it's, you know, a few thousand dollars.
It is a pretty hefty price.
It's really priced. So they're modern luxury. We're just a local publication.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone from the mom and pop shop, bakery in the corner, to the ice cream shop in the corner could afford to, you know, the big nightclubs and big restaurants. So we're affordable for everyone.
Dope. That's good. That's real good. What are some of the local companies that have advertised with you?
Gold Restaurant. I mean, well, T-Mobile. I know it's not local, but still local. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it. We have Abbott Florist. We have Primo Pasta. They advertise with us. We have Aromi. We have Manolo's Restaurant. We have Moises Bakery. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Tell me a little bit about how exactly you got into even developing the magazine, because I kind of want to get into Cross Minded Group.
Yeah.
You can find them on crossmindedgroup.com, but that's kind of where this whole thing kicked off. So explain to me exactly how that happened.
So crossmindedgroup.com, CMG Cross Minded Group, we are a marketing consulting company. So we handle everything from endorsements to celebrities. We cross-promote. We have this great product called cross-marketing. So cross-marketing is basically, for example, we have a client, Jack's Cocoa Water in New York. They're based on New York. They pay us a monthly fee, and we connect them with businesses down here, either get them involved in events or connect introduce them to Publix, introduce them to Costco, things like that. We also handle endorsements and brand ambassador packages for celebrities as well. So what happened was we had a lot of businesses and clients that wanted to advertise in the Miami Beach market. And there was no affordable market in Miami Beach that they could actually advertise in. They had the New Times, Ocean Drive, and a bunch of other publications I just mentioned. But they weren't targeting just the Miami Beach crowd. So there was such a demand. And that's when everything really works out. When there's a demand for something that it's needed and someone does it, it really, you know, works. Becomes big and it works. And that's basically why the magazine started. It was a demand for it. There was no Miami Beach publication. We needed a publication that not only our client needs to advertise in, but also a publication that everyone could advertise in. You know, not just the Live nightclub and, you know, the Clevelander bar and stuff like that.
It's not just for big names and top notch.
Exactly. It's not just for deep pockets to advertise in. Exactly. Okay. Everyone can advertise in that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we started. There was a demand for it. And it's working out pretty good. We're almost 2 years in it. You know, we might get bought out soon. Why not? Depends. Nice. I think that's... I want to say that's our goal.
But before that, can we talk about our endorsement deals?
I know. Yeah, that's the first thing I asked you guys. Are you making money here? And he's like, no, we do it for the love. And that's great. You know what I mean? But I think that's how everything successful follows, happens.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
You do it for the love of it. You know, the guy from Amazon.
Yeah.
He loved books.
Yeah.
He opened up Amazon. He started selling books. He did it because he loved it. Look at now.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. If anyone out there wants to throw me some numbers on 305 Magazine, we could start talking. You know what I mean? There is a number that would work.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of numbers that wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're interested, hit me up, george305magazine.com.
This is the first time that I physically have the Miami Beach Life magazine in my hands.
It's really dope.
And it is beautiful. First of all, the quality of the printing is amazing. The colors on it is wonderful. You have a variety of different subjects. You have real estate. You know, you have the go-tos. You have the celebrity life. You had ads, music, entertainment. I mean, government, like you have absolutely everything that you can think of in this one magazine.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you because it's definitely very well put together.
Thank you.
Definitely tell that there's a lot of thought and love going into this.
Yeah.
Where can people find Miami Beach Life magazine?
They can go to MiamiBeachLifeMag.com. The bottom of the page, click the distribution button, and they'll have a list of all the locations that actually carry it.
And you guys are both print and digital?
Yeah, we're print and digital.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we really love our print. Digital is just part of the package.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So anytime we sell an advertising spot in the magazine, we also include social media and all that stuff.
Okay.
We have to. You know, we have to do something different than other publications are doing.
Of course.
Not just selling them a full page and turn around and then... You know,
and that's it.
Say hello to them a month later because they need to renew. We need to get them involved in events. We need to get them involved in networking events, cross-marketing them with other businesses, form relationship with them and other advertisers in our publication. You know, we try to go the extra mile. And we don't charge for social media.
Okay, so we were talking a little bit off air before we began the show, and we were talking a little bit about your involvement, not only with the cross-minded group as far as the marketing, but also with the magazine. And I know it's kind of hard to get new business because people are busy doing their jobs, so it's hard for them to go to you if they're looking for any type of advertising opportunities.
Yeah.
But I know that you do go out and you talk to everybody. So if somebody wants to get involved or they want, you know, to take part in some of these events or advertise with the magazine, what do they need to do?
They can email us, info@MiamiBeachLifeMag.com.
Okay.
Just send us any questions they have. One of my sales rep or sales manager will contact them, send them all the information. It depends on the company. I'm not going to say we donate a lot, but we do donate for a lot for nonprofit organizations.
Okay.
We do donate pages for it. You know, I mean, I think that the more we age, the more karma we try to work with life. So,
yeah, you know, that good karma.
Yeah, you have to have good karma. You know what I mean? We were just talking offline that there's a lot of a-holes in this industry. And, yeah. You know, you really try to do the things right, not screw anyone over. And you know, look, we get some people that our full page is, you know, very, I wouldn't say cheap, but it's not, it's inexpensive. Mm. You know, it's $800 for full page. So we have some advertisers, look, we have $600, stuff like that. If they're really nice to us, and they probably have a good restaurant and good food, we, you know, we'll...
You'll help them out. You'll work with the community.
You'll work it out, one way or another.
Yeah, we'll work it out. I like to eat. So if they're a restaurant, I mean, we'll get some food trade out of it. So the, yeah, info@MiamiBeachLifeMag.com. Look us up on social media, Miami Beach Life Magazine on Facebook, Miami Beach Life Mag on Instagram, and just contact us, and we either, you know, email them back or have one of our sales rep visit them.
I mean, for me, it was kind of breath of fresh air when I first met you, because it's good to see other people pushing for their part of the city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially South Beach, man.
Yeah.
Man, South Beach, over the bridge, world is a different place.
Yeah.
Give me an idea, for those that don't know South Beach, how different it is from being over the bridge here in Miami.
You know, Miami Beach is run by tourists. I mean, if we didn't have any tourists there, you know, it's a small city. There's 92,000 residents. That's it. 92,000. Not 192,000, but 92,000 residents there. But at any given weekend, we have about 40,000 to 50,000 tourists there. So Miami Beach is completely run by tourists.
It's incredible, huh?
Yeah.
It's incredible, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, the issues we have going out in Miami Beach, which we cover in the magazine, is trying to protect the tourists. I mean, you see it. There's a lot of shootings going on now, a lot of fighting.
Yeah. Robberies, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of leads into this next question, which is, you have Memorial Day weekend around the corner.
Yeah.
So what's, do you know, I know you're really involved in the city, so.
Yeah, I'm the director of the Miami Beach Small Business Group as well, in the North Beach Business Organization. I'm the director of that as well. So I'm very involved in the city. I go to all the meetings, city meetings. I'm the director of the Miami Beach Small Business Group. So the city looks to me to give them ideas of what we can do better in regards to business for the city.
Of course.
And I think what they're doing now is great. They have the Air and Sea Show coming up on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
They have motocross racing now there on the weekend, for that weekend. Shaggy's going to be there this coming for Memorial Day weekend. They're having a big concert. You know, and everything is free. So, It's getting better, you know, slowly it's getting better. Memorial Day weekend, it's not a big moneymaker for the city, believe it or not, even though we have about 200,000 tourists coming.
Why is that? You would think quite the opposite.
The crowd doesn't spend money. That crowd does not spend money. You know what I mean? It's a crowd that we did it when we were young, that goes to the liquor store, buys a couple bottles of liquor. They fill it up in their hotel room and they go walking around. You know what I mean? It's a young mentality. For food, they don't go to the Avalon or the Astro. These restaurants on Ocean Drive that, you know, a piece of steak will cost you $35. They don't do that. You know, they'll go to the McDonald's, BK, Subway.
Yeah.
So it's not a big moneymaker.
But
the city's trying to figure out how to make money out of it. And that's why they're bringing in more of the local crowd there. The Air and Sea Show, last year was the first year they did it. It was a big family event. It was great. I went to it with my family. It's on the beach. You bring your tent. And really nice crowd.
And it's during the day, of course.
It's during the day. It's Saturday and Sunday. Okay. So they're trying to change it up a little bit. You know, they're trying to get more cops out there to patrol, to try to keep things under control. You know, there's a lot of weed smoke going on that weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy and stuff like that. So they're trying to control it as much as they can. And I think the only way they can control it is more cops.
Shoot, but you would think that, you know, more cops doesn't always equal safer environment. I mean...
Look, if you get a cop on every corner, someone's going to think twice before doing something stupid.
Absolutely.
I would, you would, everyone in this room would say, okay, you know, am I really going to go and punch this guy, or am I really going to light this joint? Am I really going to, you know, chug this to kill? No, they're going to say there's a cop there,
Yeah.
It's not happening. And that's the way I feel. I'm from Argentina. You go to Argentina, every corner there's a cop. You know what I mean? It's just like Cuba. You go to Cuba, every corner there's a cop.
Oh, yeah.
They have a rifle. It's a big different than here, you know?
Well, yeah.
But still, but here we have
the presence is definitely felt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what the city needs. So they put a couple more cops there, but I think it's needed. I mean, you see the news. It's always a shooting and stabbing and this.
There's always something happening out there.
And it changed in the past 20 years. Look, I grew up on Miami Beach. You know, lived there almost 30 years. I remember Miami Beach. There was no traffic. There was nothing going on there. Now it's just mayhem all the time.
It's madness.
And it's not that I'm getting old. It's just
let me put that out there. Clearly you're a fun guy.
No, yeah. Let me just get this out there. Let me put it out there. It's not that I'm getting old. It's that I mean, when we were growing up, it was the models. It was 6th Street in Washington. There was nothing better than that. Bash, you had Liver Room, you had Union Bar, you had Red Room, you had Brands Break.
Yeah.
That street right there was just amazing. And now it's the live, it's the story, it's, you know, these
well,
clubs.
Everything is so different.
It's
yeah,
so
you
different
know,
from,
it's turned into such a different monster in itself.
Yeah.
You know, someone, you know, you got to give it to Liv and to all these big clubs because... Man, they Story and Liv, them two in particular are the giants in South Beach.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Look at Mansion. Mansion's not even open anymore.
Yeah,
Cameo's not even open anymore.
Man.
And those 20
those
years
were like
ago,
the go-to spots.
Yes.
Those were the best spots, and they are closed. You
but
know?
What, why is Cameo's, like, it's not even...
You look, I mean,
usually
you
closes
can blame
and opens.
Either the environment, demographics, or you can blame the landlord. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Try to rent Mansion for one night, it's 50 grand. For you to make 50 grand back in a nightclub, it could be done. I mean,
it could be, but you have to have the crowd from Story and Liv coming out to your show.
And
you
need
know
to
I mean?
Do it often for people to know that you're there.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen, man.
And that's something that the city really needs to take control. Go after these landlords that are putting this ridiculous... You go to Washington Avenue, you're paying for a 1,000-square-foot little store, you know, 8 grand. I mean...
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. So the city needs to be more involved. Get behind the landlord and say, look, this location has been empty for a year. If you don't rent it within the next 3 months, you're going to get fined. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you walk between 6th Street and 10th Street in Washington. It's ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's closed. And it's nasty. The walls are nasty. You know, homeless people sleeping everywhere. It's just, it's, you know, I blame it on the city, to be honest with you.
I mean, what would you do if, let's say, we just gave you the keys to the city in Miami Beach? What was the first things you'd touch up?
I would get more cops.
Well, aside from that, I mean, like, for
don't
all the cleanup.
The cops.
Yeah. I'd get more popo. I would do that. I would, you know, in regards to events or doing the events that need to attract the crowd, I will cancel spring break.
Really?
I would. Send
would
an email, a letter.
Hold on. I just said you're a fun guy.
I mean, you're killing us here.
No,
why would you cancel spring break?
20 years ago, I'll be shooting myself for saying that. It's terrible. I mean, you guys must have seen the news for spring break this year. I mean,
no.
It's just fights the restaurants literally close at 10 p.m. during spring break.
Just to avoid
young,
all the craziness.
Young,
just to avoid
God,
all that
young
craziness.
People,
yeah.
You know? I mean, I get
the same.
It. Yeah, exactly. When we were in college, 18, 19 years old, we weren't going and spending $20 daiquiris or Clevelander and mangoes. We were bringing our own stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, Clevelander closed at 10 p.m. and they're up in their 5 a.m.
It's crazy.
Business. You know, I would do that. I would cancel spring break. As much as everyone hearing me hates me, I would do that. I'll send all the schools saying spring break has been canceled, Miami Beach. Do not come here
because
there's not going to be no parties, and that's it. And work with the big travel and destination companies that bring
the real spenders out here.
Yeah, studentvacation.com for one of them. Those are websites that work directly with
the universities and stuff.
The university with the campus directors, with all the fraternities and stuff. They work directly with them. And they pull packages together for these schools.
Right, and there's some sort of control over the schools.
Exactly. So you contact those people, you contact those travel agents, and let them know it's not spring break anymore. No one's going to come. Because if I'm going to spring break, I don't want to go to the city where there's not going to be no fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll go to Mexico. You know, Cabo. Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Who are the troubles not going to haunt you?
Yeah. And then I think that will make everything a lot better. The environment in Miami Beach a lot better.
I mean, I agree. You know, and I hate to agree. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that means I'm grown.
Ugh. Yeah.
So, guys, I'm going to touch on this next subject.
Sorry for making everyone feel old here.
Oh, man. Well, we were feeling hella young. Opposite, like,
I know. We were just showing off our tattoos 10 minutes ago.
We had tattoos, bro.
And now we're going into the senior home. Yeah.
Now we're adulting.
Yeah. You guys.
This is adulting.
You guys. I haven't said a word.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrea is the one that started all of this.
Well, going back to this beautiful magazine, Miami Beach Life, you have a variety of different things, like I mentioned in here. So there's something for everybody in here. Yeah. Once again, let them know where they can find it, just in case they missed it.
MiamiBeachLifeMag.com. Go down to the homepage, bottom, distribution. Click on that, and you'll see a list of all the locations.
Okay, so you're really a good representative of Miami Beach because you're definitely a local. You live out there. I mean, you've got your hands in everything.
Yeah.
So tell me what your favorite part about being a part of Miami Beach is, and what is your least favorite part?
Let's start off with the least favorite. Let's do this.
The least favorite being part of the Miami Beach crowd environment. The least favorite part. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Right? I mean,
I guess dealing with a huge amount of tourists.
Okay.
I think that is.
Yeah.
The traffic is horrendous in Miami Beach. I mean, it's terrible traffic.
There's only two ways in.
Three ways. You have 5th Street, 41st Street, and 79th Street. You have Venetian Causeway, but that's private. You got to pay to go in there. But there's three ways. And for me, it's just when the huge tourist crowd gets there, and it's just like overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it makes the traffic worse. And I think the big crowds and traffic is definitely the least part of Miami Beach. The thing that I love most about Miami Beach, I grew up there. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, when I was 12 years old, my dad would give me $1.25 and say, go buy me a pack of cigarettes.
That's crazy.
And I would go to the gas station 3 blocks away, be a little kid. And they know my dad, so they would sell it to me. You know what I mean? And still seeing those people and still seeing those businesses that are still there that knew me since I was a little kid.
That's incredible.
That knew my dad and stuff like that. You know, my dad is one of those great people, but he swears he was a player. He would tell me, yo caminé la noche. You know, sorry about the Argentine accent, but that's it.
Funny.
He would tell me, che, pibe, yo caminé la noche, Miami Beach. And it's like, well, I walked the street. So I would tell him, what were you, hooker? I mean, what do you mean you walked the streets at night? Well, are you really my dad? But he would tell me that. And it's true because the people that I meet or the business I deal with,
They know where you come from.
They know I'm Argentinian. Sometimes it's a good and a bad thing. Exactly. Che boludo. So I think that's one of the great things about it. It's such a small community that when people come down here, they say, oh, we're going to South Beach for a week. I mean, you can walk South Beach in one day.
You can walk South Beach in an hour
There's
and
so
a half.
Much more to see.
Exactly. I mean, you have Lincoln Road.
Yes.
Ocean Drive, Washington Collins. I mean, you can really see, and I think that's a lot of issue that the tourists are having, that they come here for like 10 days a week, and they're like,
that's it?
That's it. I mean, they're at the beach all day. You know what I mean? So I understand they're at the beach, but in regards to your question, I guess just the whole local family environment there and starting, my kids go to the same beach I went when I was a kid. I still play tennis where I grew up playing tennis.
Awesome.
You know, my parents still live in the same neighborhood, you know. And just knowing everyone and everything around there, I think that's a great thing.
That's great, man. That's great. I love this magazine. It's really dope quality. It's really good.
Thanks, man.
You know, it's something to look out for. I mean, how does one get in there, like, to be featured?
Email us as well, info@miamibeachlifemag.com, or you can email me, Diego@miamibeachlife.com. Let us know what you have, what product or what personality or who you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we'll look it over, run it by the editor and everyone else that's involved, and we'll do it. I mean, hopefully we can get you guys in there on the next issue.
Hey, I'm down. I'm down. Dre, do you want to chime in on this?
I'm looking for some sponsorships. I'm looking for some endorsements.
So we're going to end up making this a sales
page. I know, sales page.
They're going to be like, so this is 305 Magazine, and George says, if you have the right number, I'll give you this 305 Magazine.
Well, it's honestly awesome to have you here in the studio with us. We've actually gotten a couple of questions from our post regarding Miami Beach Life magazine, because this is 305 Magazine.
Yes.
So everybody was kind of like, what are you doing bringing another magazine on there?
Man, you know what? Let me say something. I said this the last show. And one of the things you're going to see trending in this show is that the more local people we bring on, the more of these individuals that are like-minded, they're hustling, they're working towards their goal, regardless how big, small, or how far or close it is. The problem Miami has is that no one really sticks together. So me, I'm extremely grateful and happy to see Diego puts out Miami Beach Life magazine. And you have, we're in Brickell, downtown Miami. You have Brickell Life magazine. Is it Brickell?
Brickell.
It's Brickell, right?
Brickell.
It's Brickell Magazine, Miami Magazine, Midtown Magazine.
South Miami, right up there.
DeMarco is part of, my homeboy DeMarco is part of Midtown Magazine. Shout out to him. And I wish all the success to every magazine there is.
Yeah.
I love Miami.
Yeah.
It's like if you hate on someone for trying to get to their goals, it's like Khaled hating on Ross.
Yeah.
Because Ross, he got his deal because of Khaled.
Yeah.
You know, 99 Jams pumped that song, hustling all day and night, and he got signed. $50 million later.
Listen.
You know what I mean? So for me, you know, that's what I had said it before. I said, we're even bringing someone else that's not even 305 Magazine. It's a whole different magazine.
Yeah.
Why? Because love Miami. I love to see this. You know what I mean? So I'm glad you're here.
I'm excited. You know, since we hung out a couple months ago, had some good tacos.
Some amazing tacos.
Where'd you guys go and have tacos without me?
You're in next time, but you have some spot on Calle Ocho in like 17th or 19th.
Around there,
it was so good.
Good.
So jealous.
And inexpensive.
Fire.
Yeah, they're like $2 tacos, but good.
You know welcome to this side of
exactly. You go have tacos on Miami Beach, you're like
five bucks
for a
little
thing like that. Yeah,
and that's the thing. Like I know how expensive South Beach is, and it fits the price, the market.
Yeah,
it fits the market,
tourists.
The demographic.
Exactly.
You know, what are some of the spots that you wish tourists would go more to? Like that would gravitate more to?
Underrated.
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
Look, I grew up in North Beach. So North Beach is between 65th Street and 77th Street in Collins. It's kind of the dead part of Miami Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's dead part because it's just family. You know, it's you know.
It's not that nightlife and.
No, it's mid to lower income, which where I grew up. You know,
mm-hmm.
I grew up in a poor household. So it's mid to low income, working class people. So it hasn't been bombarded by the big developers and money coming in, which, you know, I think I overstep by saying it because we are right now being haunted by major developers, you know, coming in there and buying everything and stuff like that. But as of now, for the next 2 or 3 years, we're still a very hometown, little town there. So I think I hope more people go to North Beach. It's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's just all working class families, middle of the low class, income.
Mm-hmm.
The people are amazing. You know what I mean? They're all family people, great hearted people. You know, 90% of them are from South America that just came here to try to make a decent living for their family.
It's awesome.
So North Beach, we had Tutu Taco just opened up close by there. North Beach Tutu Taco? Yeah, it's called Tutu Taco. And then Takiza Taco just opened up there. So we're getting bombarded by a bunch of tacos.
So we're going to have to
taco
make a trip
invasion.
To North Beach.
to North Beach.
North Beach.
But it's a silent part of Miami Beach, North Beach. But it's picking up. They just put a little skate park and they're fixing the parks, and you know it's definitely up and coming.
That's nice, man. See, and this is why you can't just stick to one demographic in Miami.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have known that. I love tacos.
Yeah.
I need to go there now.
we got to go have beers over there too.
I'm definitely down, and that way
you guys owe me.
Yeah.
We owe you.
Yeah, we bring your
tacos.
Yeah.
Yes, and you know what? We didn't say this last show. Will.
if you're listening, we miss you, bro. We have a third to our group here, which is Will. He's a photographer.
An amazing photographer.
Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
You know, he just couldn't make it out this time around, so shout out to Will.
What's up, Will?
He's got to come out next time. You got to see his work, by the way.
Yeah, for sure, man. We always learn from photographers.
Plug. Yeah. But, yeah, man, like, this is what we, the three of us, if someone can't make it or whatnot, it's still good.
It's a great vibe going on. You know, and Will, look, we handle the South Beach Mango Festival coming up. We handle the South Beach Jazz Festival coming up. Okay. And they're always looking for photographers. So.
Okay, wait. So now that you touched base on that, I didn't want to get too into detail about it, but you are very well connected with a lot of different events. You're going to have... I don't know if this is like top secret information or whatnot, so I don't want to release too much, but I know you have a couple of things in the works and some stuff coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. We got Rolling Loud coming up this weekend at Hard Rock Stadium. Shout out to Matt Zingler. He's the event coordinator for that.
Shout out to Rolling Loud. I hope you got my email. Get me in.
Yeah, Rolling Loud, really excited.
Three press passes.
Yeah, press passes. We need more press passes, man. Look, they started off with 30,000 people, a three-day event. Last year was 100,000 people. This year's 140,000 people, a three-day event at the Hard Rock Stadium.
140,000 people.
Well, that's why he has J. Cole and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
big money.
Have you heard the J. Cole album?
Yeah,
Fire.
Love J. Cole.
Fire.
I love it. He's so old school. He's not like a Lil Pump and stuff.
Let me tell you, man. If anyone says anything bad about J. Cole around me, you've lost all my respect.
Yeah, no, the guy's amazing.
Yes.
The guy's amazing. So we have Rolling Loud this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited. Publication sponsor for, again, this year.
Awesome.
So that's how you guys tie into this whole thing, is just through the publications and advertising and things like that?
Yeah, it's through our marketing company. Okay. You know, 18 years cross-minded group. We handle cross-marketing, branding, sponsorship, endorsements. And the magazine obviously helps and stuff like that. But that's how we handle all this. South Beach Mango Festival, August 5th. I hope you guys will get some tickets.
Oh, man.
It's just a celebration of mangoes. Everything mangoes. It's going to be an Ocean Drive, August 5th. And then we have the Jazz Fest coming up at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So through those events, we get hired as a marketing consultant. Basically, they tell us, okay, we have $100,000. What do we do with this $100,000? And we let them know.
How do we use it to the best of our ability to get the most exposure?
Yeah, I mean, did you know the mango stick is just a Miami thing?
The what?
The mango stick to go pluck
mangoes. Oh.
That's only a Miami thing. But
well, you're just putting me on to this whole thing now.
I was just thinking about mangoes. But this is just one of those things where a publication will take you so far.
It will.
And
it really will.
The things that you're covering is just, this isn't your everyday just event.
Correct.
Mango Festival has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
For a very long time. And then now you have the Mango Festival, and what was the other one?
We have the South Beach Jazz Festival.
Man.
Which is huge.
How big is that going to be?
Yeah. They've been doing it for a couple of years. We got involved last year. We're getting involved this year as well.
Nice.
Yeah, they're good. You know, we have the Motorcycle Festival. We have a bunch of festivals.
So you're everywhere, man.
As long as they call, we're there.
We
don't turn down business, you know what I mean? But we do. We're talking offline. You know, we have a good amount of celebrities that we're handling their endorsements right now. Brand ambassador, getting them more in the limelight,
of course.
More in the public eye. And there's some that, man.
You just got to turn it down, huh?
We'll try them out for a month or 2 months and, the great thing about owning your own business is that you get to pick who the hell you want to work with.
Exactly.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And just like you guys, thank you for having me. You didn't need to have me here. You know what I mean? But
I thought it was dope.
I tried to convince him not to.
I know. I mean, you don't want to have. You know, how about this? It was. This is. I'll picture this. Hey, so who do we got coming? So listen, my boy Diego, he's got Miami Beach Magazine. What? Everyone I said, they go, yo, you're 305 Magazine.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I'm glad you understand that part. But Diego's Miami Beach Magazine.
Yeah.
And it didn't match up. But at the end of the day, it's like, man, you guys got to understand that if you start clicking up and not you know, joining up and showing love where you got to give respect. This magazine is something else.
Yeah,
this isn't some flimsy.
This
is not some flimsy magazine that you could pick up on the sand and it's gonna, you know, destroy itself in your pocket.
Yeah.
This is a hardcover. This is easily 80 pound.
Yeah, it's 80 pound exactly.
See what I'm saying? Listen, listen.
What kind of, is it gloss or matte?
This is matte.
There
matte.
You go.
We know a little bit. Listen,
man. Look, before I put out 305 magazine, it took me a year just looking at all types of all covers and weights and todo lo otro. Pero the whole point is that, you know, you look at quality, you look at something like that. It's like if you're in a basketball team, because I'm on the Heat, doesn't mean I can't. You know, give props to
exactly.
Boston. Well, not Boston. We're
rivals. No, we hate Boston.
We're rivals.
LeBron, Cleveland. I mean,
LeBron.
We still love
LeBron.
Him.
To LeBron. LeBron.
LeBron.
But not the whole team. But that's about it. But my whole point is, like, that's the whole thing, man. I congratulate you on putting out such a good product.
Thank you, man.
It's beautiful.
You are more than just a magazine. I know that you're into South Beach politics.
Miami Beach
politics in general.
Uh-oh.
So check this out. Look at this. Look at the tentacles. How far they go. Miami Beach Life Magazine.
Yeah.
Miami Beach politics. Miami Beach politics, right? You have a marketing firm.
Correct.
And you're into fashion.
Yes, if we forgot to talk about fashion, yeah.
You didn't tell
about
me.
Fashion.
Yeah, I own
this man's, yo.
Iondrali.com, Andriali.com. It's actually the shirt that Eric is wearing on the cover
there. Okay, I see it.
It's a men's fashion line from Turkey.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful shirts. The shirts range from 100 to 250. So they're, you know,
they're
I wouldn't
nice
say
shirts.
High end.
No, but they're nice
once
shirts.
You put it on, you're like, okay.
Does it make you feel like $100?
It does make you feel like $1 million, actually. So I own that company. It's from Turkey.
Okay.
And it's going well. You know what I mean? I had a few months already. I got to hook you up with a shirt.
I appreciate that.
Andrali.com. Just go on there and see what you like.
I'm going to do that.
I'll hook you up.
I'll do that too.
Tacos, T-shirts.
Listen, man, where you been?
Where do I come in the picture?
I'm saying, listen.
Tacos.
Listen, man, we got to set up a big get-together.
Yeah.
Maybe a barbecue, maybe an event. Yeah, we can make it a big event. And you know, we could... Let's take it a step further. We have Miami Beach Life Magazine.
Yeah.
We're going to reach out to Carlos at Miami Spotlight.
Miami Spotlight Show.
Shout out to DJ Yo-Yo with 400,000 or 500,000 radio stations under his belt. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole point is, at the end of the day, watch, we got to put an event together.
Yeah,
get everyone together.
A Miami Underground Festival.
I'm saying, listen, Miami Underground.
We're definitely going to talk more off air because we got a lot of
I'm
things
telling
to
you,
talk
we
about.
Definitely do. And but aside from all of that, like, the biggest thing is just being able to work together and do all these
definitely.
Things, you know. So this clothing line is in Turkey.
It's manufactured in Turkey.
Okay. Yeah. So how's you go to the website, does it have a social media for it?
Yeah. You go to Andrali.
Mm-hmm.
Andrali Fashion on Instagram, Andrali.com.
Okay.
Andrali Fashion on Facebook. Go on there. We got about probably 50,000 followers right now. We really.
Goddamn.
Yeah, we really. a few months. We banged it out. We did a couple of fashion shows. We're doing the Miami Beach Fashion Show, Miami Beach Fashion Weekend
Week.
Coming up.
Nice. When is that, by the way?
That's the end of July.
Okay.
So we got included in a couple with the Men's Fashion Week just passed last month. We were in there as well. So we're getting some hype. We're having some celebrities wear the shirts. You know, when you start a product like that, it's just giveaways, man. I mean, it's just...
Well, you got to get it out, yeah.
Yeah, it's just giving... It's just like if you start a liquor product or a soft drink product, you just have to do as many events as possible and just give it away, man.
Make sure people see
I mean,
it
you've gotten some great feedback off these shirts and everything you've done thus far.
Yeah, we're doing great. Look, the way I was bought, I'm part owner over. The way I was bought was the original owner came to me and said, look, I need your help. I need a partner. And then I said, Art, what you got? And he's like, I have this great clothing line in Drali. From Turkey, I need someone that knows marketing, that knows business. And it's hard, you know, let's meet up. I'll think about it. As soon as I put on the shirt, that's it. I was sold. it was one of those shirts that you put it on and you're like, okay.
This is a magic shirt.
Yeah, it is. You put it on, just the product, and you know, it's nicely fitted. Okay. You know what I mean? And if you don't work out, it makes you look like you work out.
George, we'll get you a couple of shirts.
He's gonna hit me up with like 12 shirts. Give me that one, that one. Oh, it's one of those shirts that you put on.
So I've been called fat right now.
No, it's just gonna make you feel fitted.
Fitted. I feel fitted. Just talking about it makes you feel fitted.
She has a way of words.
I'm saying. Thanks a lot.
It's gonna make
man.
You feel like a million bucks, man.
Thanks, Drea. I appreciate you. Here, I got you.
Oh, she has one over here. Pretty cool one.
Okay. Go horny.
I'm always ready. You know that.
I know. I didn't have a bottle.
Crazy.
It's like, here.
I have this magical tool. I mean, so, man, just to think, an hour has almost gone by quick as hell, man.
But, that's good.
But let me tell you, what does Miami Beach Life magazine have in store for the future?
Do we have our horoscope section coming up?
I love horoscopes.
Yes, everyone loves
them. I do.
You know, we tried it out for 2 months.
What did you try out for?
A horoscope. We put it in there. You know, I'm trying to put things that I like to see. We have a tribute page in there for local people that passed away in Miami Beach.
Hmm. That's good.
Just to give them a tribute, a shout out.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? So if you know people that passed away, you can send it to us. We'll put it on there and stuff like that. And we tried the horoscope for 2 months, and we actually got feedback. Hey, where's the horoscope?
Yeah.
So we're going to put it on there for now.
I mean, yeah.
It's probably old ladies or someone calling and letting us know. But
what about, like, Guate Mercado?
No, not this
Pisces.
Well, I might start reading horoscopes again because I had stopped for a while. But you bring it back to the magazine.
Yeah, we're bringing it back to the magazine.
Listen, women don't stop reading horoscopes, bro.
No, I'm telling you. Quick story. So the last time I read my horoscope, it said, do not go out for lunch. You're going to have car trouble. And I'm like, I'm going out to lunch. I'm not going to have car trouble. Lo and behold, Andrea has car trouble.
Oh my goodness, I got stuck
on top of some, I don't even know what it was. It was like a base and they hadn't put any flags or anything around it. Yeah. So my car was literally like balancing on this thing for my entire lunch hour. So that's the day I stopped reading horoscopes. But bring it back to Miami Beach Life magazine.
Hey, listen, all I know is that Jupiter's in retrograde or something. Something's in retrograde today. I don't know what.
I don't know, but the stars are aligned today. So
back to zodiacs.
What else do you have planned for Miami Beach Life magazine's future?
Like I said, we're going to bring back our horoscope section. We're going to add into our entertainment section and list more nightclubs. Once you go through it, you see that we're just Miami Beach, which that's where we're staying. Because if you look at the Brickle magazine, Aventura, half of it is South Beach.
Yeah.
Which baffles me. It baffles me. You're in Aventura, just stay in Aventura.
Yeah. You know, and there's so many gems in Aventura.
Yeah.
And there's so many nice places here in Brickle.
The thing is with Aventura, just to, you know, kind of, you know, not step on them is that it's small inventory. There used to be a magazine called South Beach Magazine, but
South
Beach is 20 blocks. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like how much money can you make there? You know, it's
like let's be honest. After 3 months, you're done. You're done with content. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a wrap.
You know, so Aventura is really small, but Aventura and Brickle, if you pick it up, half of it's Miami Beach, South Beach. And so I look through it and I'm like, oh, okay. I can't stop them from writing, you know.
Yeah.
They focus on whatever they want. But look, the magazine's growing. We went from 64 pages to 104 pages.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man, we're going to advertise
this. Awesome.
We've got T-Mobile that jumped on. We have Harmless Harvest jumped on and stuff like that. So we're just trying to keep the publication going. You know, not everyone likes to just read on social media. You know what I mean? I know at my age, which I'm only 42... I still like to pick up
the
newspaper.
I like how he said that.
I know.
Why, Drea? How old are you?
Because he's only 42. He's
only 42.
Tell Drea, how much older are you?
And 40's the new 30. I don't care
right?
what you say. That's what I've heard.
Just get Jay-Z to say it.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
I know. Jay-Z's almost 50 already.
Could you imagine? He's going to be rapping with a cane.
Yeah.
I'm saying that.
He's still like 20, 30 yeah. something in my eyes.
Yeah, he's badass.
Diego, so before we go, I would love for you to remind everybody where they can find you, where they can find the magazine and the shirt company and everything.
Everything
that
you do, man.
Yeah.
Like all, like the plethora of things you got your hands
into. I was at a networking kind of meeting and stuff like that. And I met some guy and he's like, "How many hats do you wear?" And I said, "Well, besides being a dad, probably about 5 hats, because you know you have the Miami Beach Small Business Group. Mm-hmm. I'm the director of that. North Beach Business Organization. You can find them all on Facebook. And then andriali.com, andriali.com. Mm-hmm. And then Cross Minded Group, which is crossmindedgroup.com. Mm-hmm. And then the magazine, which is miamibeachlifemag.com. Jeez. So it's a few hats, but they all work together fine. You know what I mean? I mean, the shirts come great with the celebrities that we have in the magazines, and with the fashion shows that we either sponsor mm-hmm. or handle the marketing for. And then the Miami Beach Small Business Group does well with my business because there's businesses that need marketing people. So it all really ties in together. You know what I mean? It's not like I do all this and then I'm digging for gold in Nebraska. You know, it's one of these things that
everything kind of ties into each other.
Yeah,
so
the publication
kind of
needs
the
marketing.
Right.
You know, business needs marketing.
Everything
marketing
needs
company.
Marketing.
Everything needs.
You
marketing.
Need to succeed. You need to market.
Yeah, so it all ties in together.
Are there any shout-outs that you want to give before we go?
On a shout out to my family. I know my kids are probably listening. Seba and Justin.
All right.
Shout out to you guys.
What up, kids?
Yeah, and Angelina Amaro. Priscilla, I have 5 kids.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. About to jump out of this window. You look
amazing. And he's only 42, guys.
Yeah, I'm only 42. I know, the people are like, how can you have that many kids at that age? I said, the 90s were crazy.
The 90s were a lot of fun.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to all of them. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Alexandra. Shout out to, everyone Miami Beach and everyone listening.
That's right. To everyone listening up, if you have any questions, please feel free to listen up and hit us up at 305radio.com. No, 305radio IG. That's right. I'm used to .com everything, bro, because of 305magazine.com. My bad.
So, oh, yes, 305radio IG.
Yes, on IG.
We're only on IG for the radio show for right
radio.
Now. But we're working on getting Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all those other goodies. So we're gonna that's in the works.
So where can they find 305 Magazine and Struck?
You can find me at 305 Magazine, and if you want to hit me up personally, I don't even know if I'll accept it. It's at Struck 305. But for the most part, Dre, where do we find you?
You can find me on the gram at 305_brownie, and that's just like the dessert.
And she's Venezuelan.
Hey.
Just add that on there.
Hey, hey Dre, what's up with the Zodiac?
What's up with that?
What's your name? What's your
song? I don't know. I'm going to wait for it to be on Miami Beach Live so I can see what's going on.
Oh,
with
no.
Stars.
We need to get some sponsors and endorsement for the show.
Well, yes. We're definitely going to be talking, Diego. We have a lot of things
to talk about.
We're going to shoot another hat your way since you know.
So if anyone's listening and wants to go ahead and sponsor our show, go ahead and hit us up. Thanks.
Truly a pleasure to meet you and to be able to talk about Miami Beach Life magazine with you on our show. You're more than welcome to come through anytime. And if there's anything that we can help you out with on our behalf, we'll be more than happy to do so. So
same here, yeah.
Yeah, man. So real quick. So, do you DJ, rap, breakdance, graffiti, or any of the other things?
No, not in this lifetime.
Not in this lifetime.
Just making sure, man. Because I want to make sure I cover all angles.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if later on I find out que tú eras tremendo breakdancer, yeah. Did graffiti while spinning.
And we didn't put that on the show.
And I didn't ask, I'm going to hate life.
Just a dad that works, pretty much.
That's good, though.
You know,
man.
That's what you see that on my face, where you say, I'm just a dad, everything else is just icing on top.
Nice, man. So,
well, it's been a true pleasure. So
yeah,
thank you so much for spending time with us, Diego.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Absolutely. You should come back.
I'll be back. As long as this microphone is here, I'll be back.
I'm with that. All right, and the beers.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking.
Was that the first one to bring beers?
Yes, you were.
No way.
Listen, you want to make us happy. Bring us craft beers.
Yeah.
Craft beers.
Good, this is good beer.
Yo, Diego did not fuck around.
Bring me a pen. I'm not a drinker.
Listen.
Yeah, you could bring
it. So, Sweetwater IPA.
It's sweet. Yo, this is good.
It's good stuff.
It is.
I don't think I'm able to walk back.
Hey,
make sure you tune in to 305 Radio, part of 305 Magazine, every Monday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time here on Miami Underground Radio.